Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hey everybody, and welcome to this
this edition of EWN's Productions Terrible
T-Shirt Podcast,
sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts. How's everybody doing? We're glad you're back. Thank you for being patient with Tom. You know, he gets his little panic attacks and shit, and so he can't record. You know, he'll have a whole script. You know, he's really serious about this shit. He, like, scripts it out. Times it to the fucking dot. You know, we need to start this segment at this time, Joe. It's gotta run smooth, you see. And then, you know, he gets stage fright and we have to delay it. So here we are on a Tuesday recording it. You won't watch it until Wednesday, if that. But, you know, we're back.
Well, how was your trip to Corpus Christi there, Joe?
It was good. It was productive, Tom. You know, did all the things I should be doing, you know. Did some work, hung out with family, cut some metal that nobody will buy.
I saw that. You always got to incorporate drinking into something, don't you?
It was St. Paddy's Day, you see. And, I don't know shit about St. Patrick's Day. It's just people, you know, they think about their Irish heritage here that they don't really have or never really. I fucking hate bagpipes, you know.
Well, Joe, it's the day that the potatoes drove the snakes out of the field.
Yeah, because the snakes were eating their potatoes and they, like, want to get them out of there or something. Then the Catholics came and they went to war with the Protestants or something. They call it the Troubles, Tom. Irish had a time of the Troubles. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't watch too much. So this is mainly going to be the old Tom Man Behind the Mask show.
Yeah, Joe, I had a week. started out just being a little bummed out from, you know, not hitting at the tables of trans world, as they say. So that sucked. I tried to sculpt a fucking Herbert West again, but again, it was looking good. Because I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to do it this time. I'll just take time out and do it. But you get to those fucking glasses and you got to bring the clay all the way and it just sucks and looks fucking stupid. So until I can, you know, take the time, sculpt it all out and make some glasses for it that don't look like complete shit, that ain't gonna happen. So that jumped in a fucking lake.
So, I'm guessing you're trying to do Herbert West from the movie?
No, the public domain version.
Okay, because, yeah, you know, it's a character that, you know, can look like what you want him to look like. And whatever strikes your imagination after reading racist H.P. Lovecraft's Herbert West Reanimator.
I mean, it was definitely originally titled Re-Something with an ER, but luckily we've grown past that and times have changed and people are shunned for such things.
As well they should be.
So I sculpted this eyeball creature thing and I was like, hey, this is looking pretty good. So I took it outside and sprayed it down and sealed it. And then I looked at it and was like, oh, man, it's a bunch of rake marks all over here. I need new fucking $100 light bulbs in the shop. God damn it. So that fucking sucks. Yeah, I had to go take someone to the old hospital. And like on the way back, there's, hey, we stop at Jersey Mike's and get a sandwich. I said, sure, whatever you need. So we're pulling around the corner of the building to get there. And some trucks just, you know how you're driving in like a strip mall type thing. You got parking facing the front of the store. And then you got the row of cars like facing the road.
Yeah.
And then you got space for two cars to drive, one each way, how you would normally. So this dude comes driving down the middle, this fucking Texas Edition truck comes driving down the middle. And I'm in the ladies' car, you see, because it was more comfortable for this person to get into after they had their stuff done and everything. So I was driving a ladies' car. And this car comes around, I'm turning, it's just honk. So I just kind of turn into the parking space and stop. And I shouldn't say into the parking space. Like I turn diagonal into there. She's like, all right, you're going to honk. I'm going to stop. What the fuck ever. So this dude gets out. Oh, fuck. He was so mad. He came up to the car like he was going to pull a fucking piece or some shit. And I'm just fucking sitting there looking at him like he didn't expect to see me in this fucking lady's car. And then he pulls his hand back out of his pocket. Quig's like, no, you know what? I'm going to tell you something different. I got something else for you. And he starts ferociously praying at me, Joe. It was the goddamnest shit I've ever. Mother Mary, please bless this man right here and everything. Thank you for everything. Like, it was fucking crazy, Joe. Like, I was waiting there just for him to, like, finish with this shit and be like, hey, man, are you okay? Like, something's off here. Are you okay? But it didn't. He just kept fucking going and just praying so fucking hard, dude. It was fucking crazy. And like, I'm just sitting there waiting for my spot to get in to say that, hey, I'm going to get you. And nothing. No. So the person in the passenger seat, just like, just drive up and park. Just stop this. Just drive up and park. So I did, and they kept following the car, ferociously praying. Why I didn't think to just roll the window up and, you know, drive into the parking spaces beyond me. I was in a state of shock, if you will, because this was fucking crazy, Joe. So
the shock was to your spirit. Heard he was praying at you, you know, and if you're gonna pray hard always.
Dude, he was, this dude, he fucking came off like if ODB got his life together because he had the same fucking haircut and shit. He was in a wife beater and basketball shorts and shit. Dude, praying so fucking hard. Oh, shit. So he was doing his shit, and he was just mad, got in his car, drove away, and yelled something at me, dude. And I was such a mo. Like, if I just thought for maybe half a second more, I would have came up with something better than what I did, dude. I did the lamest fucking shit you could have possibly done in this situation. And I just want to apologize to everybody for it, because it sucked. I didn't mean it, and I came off like a fucking mole. And he was driving away yelling something, so I hit him with the "Hail Satan." Dickhead.
Yeah. Not one to argue with you, Tom.
I was just very frazzled by the whole situation. It was the damnedest shit. Because he was just yelling, praying at me, and I'm just... in my head, like, his eyes are shutting. It was the damnedest thing, Joe. Oh, road ragers, I guess. So that was fucking wild. And man, something else fucking wacky happened too, but I can't remember because that shit was fucking crazy. This dude was ready to shoot me in the head, and then he started ferociously praying. Oh, all right, hail Satan there, bud. Have a good day. What a dickhead I am.
You're a regular and Joe.
Fuck. Yeah, I wish I could remember what else that... what other shit? Because it was something, I think, that was funny. Probably was, and you didn't seem too amused by that last story. So, I'll probably think of it, or I won't. I don't know, man. I don't know. But if you're paying attention, there was a week off of not talking about Tremors.
Yeah.
That's because, Joe... after Tremors 3, there's not Tremors 4. There is, but that's a prequel. But chronologically, after Tremors 3 is Tremors the series, the made for Sci-Fi Channel series.
So did this come out before Tremors 4? Or are you doing it in chronological? Well, you can't be, because you didn't watch 4, which you said is a prequel, first. You started with 1. So what are you doing here exactly, Tom? What are you doing to yourself?
Watching them in the fucking order they're released in, I guess.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. This TV show came out before Part 4?
I don't know. I can tell you this, though. They were shot at the same time.
Okay. Because, yeah. If you know, I don't know if you were one of these Star Wars nerds, like, hey, I gotta watch them in this order, you know, to do this, and like, you know how it is. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, this was just kind of the general order of, all right, well, if the series comes next, then I guess I'm gonna do the series in case I forget all the important shit that happened in Tremors 3. Was that the one where he went to Mexico, maybe?
I didn't get past 1.
Well, this one, it's not very good, Joe. How many what?
Episodes is the series?
13.
30 or an hour long?
13. Oh, 30 or an hour long. I guess they're 40-some minutes.
Okay. All right.
Michael Gross is back in it.
He won. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, it sucks, and it's pretty boring once you're watching all these fuckers back to back. It turns into like a monster of the week thing, because there was this scientists, they're called Joe. There were scientists in the desert, and they were coming up with some bullshit called Mixmaster, and it would mix creature DNA. This isn't how the graboids were made or anything. This is just, you know, oh, other monsters are being made out there because we got a show now. So, you know, every week it's a different monster. One of them's a giant shrimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
One, they take a little diversion and they go to this like town that's run by a conspiracy theorist that's saying, oh, your fucking loved ones were abducted by aliens, but Tremors really ate them. Some of the episodes have like a surprising amount of gore in it. You'll get like bloody skeletons and shit like that, which is more than was in the TV series. Holy shit. And this fucking dude, this is the craziest shit, because this is just a regular ass sci-fi channel fucking TV show. So the first couple episodes, one of the characters is a fucking, I don't know. I want to say Mexican. Probably not Mexican. But, oh, she's the hot Spanish lady. Even though she's really not, you know, she just talks. It's like with a Spanish accent. So it's supposed to go people, oh, shit. It's like that kind of thing. And her nips are so fucking hard, dude. I've never seen nips this fucking hard on like a regular basic. It was fucking weird, because you know, you could see everything through the fucking shirt, like the shirts were made for that shit. It was fucking crazy, Joe. It was fucking
not people, sure people think, Tom, it gets pretty cold in the desert, so
yeah, no shit. You get so hot in the desert, you just got to go fucking stand in a walk-in freezer. Yeah, it's not good. Like, it starts out like, oh, okay, this is, yeah, and then you get really fucking bored. Night of the Shriekers was okay. Like, there was some cool shit in that. If you're interested in the series, watch that episode and know that's as good as it's going to get. So, yeah, that's all I would recommend on that. It was just fucking, like, the slight gore that they had, that was like, oh, shit, they're showing this, huh? And then that lady's nips popping was fucking like, what is this? This is a goddamn sci-fi channel fucking thing. Crazy and horrible CG. Like, loaded with horrible, terrible fucking CG. And I could have skipped all of this and not worried about the continuity of Tremors, because it really added nothing. It was just like, oh, yeah, remember the last one when the real estate guy was trying to do stuff? He's kind of in the show, and hippies are coming to protect stuff. And yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. Go fuck yourself. Thank you. Yeah, it was terrific, Joe. Tremors, the series.
Series, all right.
I'm surprised they didn't make a fucking what's it called? Animated series about that fucking thing. It's crazy.
They might just do it, Tom.
Nah, pass that shit. Nobody gives a fuck about a Tremors series. So you only watched the one thing?
I watched one other thing.
Nice.
Oh, you want me to talk about it?
Well, Joe, I watched
the poor thing that I watched.
That what?
This poor thing.
Oh, shit. That's what I was going to talk about then. All right. Fantastic.
Synchronicity. But yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
No, man. I just fucking talked a bunch.
Oh, you did? Okay, so, yes, I watched the highly acclaimed Academy Award-winning Poor Thing. This is by a guy whose name I always forget, but I like a lot of his movies. You know, I really...
Matt Bagatov's.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabe Bartalis. That's him. I liked The Lobster, Killing of a Sacred Deer, The Favorite. And this one, hey, I wanted to go see this in the theater. I'm glad I didn't, Tom. Not because I didn't like it, but because it's a somewhat uncomfortable movie. And I'll get to that as I delve into the plot. Now, this is a Frankenstein-type movie. You know, you've got this mad scientist, but is he mad, Tom? Or is he just logical beyond the reasoning of normal society?
I mean, he's fucked up in the head from getting molested by his father, for sure.
Dad did abuse him quite a bit, so he's got a sad backstory.
And his face looks like a nutsack.
Yeah, very good work on his face.
My cracking dentist fucked a nutsack.
Let's see, one day he chances upon a dead body. This lady just killed herself right then and there, and he's like, oh, fuck, yeah, I need a body. I've been trying to reanimate a body for a while, and this one's fresh, man. So he takes it back to this lab, but oh, shit, this woman was pregnant, and the baby, it's still living, so he cuts it out. What am I going to do with a baby? Oh, well, shit. I'll use the brain and put it in the mom's body and reanimate her like that. So,
well, that's fucking stupid. Why would he do that? Oh, because she killed herself, so he figured that she wouldn't want to live anymore, and this would give the baby the chance to live. And that's, you know, that's our workaround to this stupid fucking idea.
So, yeah, it's reanimated, but it's a baby in a full-grown woman's body. And so it's living like a baby, you know, it's learning as it goes. And it starts to blossom, you know, it starts to become sexually aware. And,
but can we talk about her acting when she's supposed to be like, oh, I'm acting like a baby? And that's clearly not acting like a baby. You're clearly acting like something else.
Yeah, she's acting like she has a retardation of some point, because you can still say that, or a mental disability. She's acting like that, yes, and some of it's funny, and that's it. It's about this guy that takes her away because, you know, she's into sex. This guy just wants to fuck her. And he figures, oh, let me run off with her and I can fuck her all the time. But hey, man, she's a lot of work, you know? She's also engaged. Yeah, she's engaged.
So Dr. Not Frankenstein, he's like a professor at a medical school, and his star student, he says, hey, I got this fucking lady I made at my house. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fucked up, but, you know, live with me and I won't try and whack you off or anything, but you'll just help me, like, do research and shit on this lady I made. And after a while, old Green Goblin, he's just like, hey, you want to fuck her, don't you? And dude's just like, oh, yes, I do, but I thought she was yours. Oh, no, I can't get an erection. Curses to that Spider-Man. So old Green Goblin says, hey, you fucking live with me, you marry her, and you can fucking have sex with this 7-year-old, I guess, because that's pretty much what the fuck going on in this movie.
That's where the movie becomes problematic, because nobody I've seen talking about this brings this up. That's a child. Okay, even though it's in an adult body, this is a fucking child.
It's empowering, Joe.
That everybody's fucking throughout the movie. And it's like, you know, that's, this is very uncomfortable. It's problematic, Tom.
It's weird. It's weird shit. How is this like a mainstream Oscar winning movie?
Because Hollywood loves a pedophile.
Oh shit, shout out to Pickle Boy.
You know, there is a lot of sex in it. None of it's erotic, because you'll be thinking, hey, she's like 7 or 8, you know? So if you were turned on by it, please unsubscribe to this show. Give yourself a thumbs down and go fuck yourself. Weird shit. The movie, it looks beautiful. It's got, oh, goddamn amazing. It's got
nice. Sounds good.
Got a weird soundtrack that works with the movie, but it's not something I would want to listen to. You know, all these, you know, fucked up, you know, sound notes and shit.
Dude, this whole movie, it's like the fucked up French art films that were like the stereotypes of independent movies from the 90s. With their fucking goofy Dutch angles and their fucking fisheye lenses and shit. It's like, what is this? Is this making fun of fucking what people think independent film is?
Why they kept going to that fisheye lens, I don't know. I thought that was going to play off at some point. Oh, well, the doctor has this like little eyeball, I don't know, roach that's following her around or something, you know. But no, it's just like an aesthetic choice they decided to make. And yeah, let's go ahead and go back to the fisheye here.
You know, so, we're weird and kooky.
But yeah, I liked it. Not as much as his other movies, but I don't think her performance was great enough to be Academy Award nominated, but I never think any of them are, you know. It's rare that I think, god damn, that's some goddamn good acting. You know, times that I do, those people, nobody even saw those movies or gives a shit about them, you know. She was okay, you know. I thought Willem Dafoe was better than her. Was he nominated?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just gave a fuck about Godzilla, dog.
Yeah, I know. Everybody in this was good, you know, but...
Mark Ruffalo.
He was playing a cad, Tom, and he did it quite well, old bean.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, I'm Italian. But,
And they yeah. In the movie or somewhere, I don't know, I think.
I didn't hear what you said.
I think they spend some time in Italy in the movie, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, I'd say watch, folks. Give it a watch. And just remember, she's like 6 or 7 years old. And it's just, if that doesn't enter your mind, you're blocking that out consciously. You know, you're fucking, I don't even want to talk to you people.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's that old, because it doesn't seem like time moves super fast in this fucking thing. Oh no, it seems like time moves super fast, because like the characters aren't aging like 10 years or whatever from when they first start keeping data on her and shit. So honestly, for all we know, this could be like a fucking 3-week old. This could be a couple months fucking old. It's really fucking weird shit.
Here's something else, Tom. Look, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert. Hey, anyway, so she meets up with her husband from her former life and ends up killing him and putting a goat brain inside his body. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't she save the fucking Frankenstein guy. You know, why didn't she save his brain, put it in that dude's body? You know, instead of just fucking with a goat, you know, torturing a goat by putting it its brain into a human body. I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, probably because she was like 7 or 8 years old and didn't think about that. But the other guy should have thought about it, right?
Yeah. And plus, she's having her cake and eating it too. Because, yeah, because she probably just wanted the mansion so she can be, you know, she can bring in her lesbian friend and cuck out her husband and shit while he whacks off to the goat man or whatever the fuck. This is just,
be into that totally, you know.
It's a weird woman empowerment movie. That when you stop to think about it, it's just like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, it's trying to, like, have a message of, yeah, you go, girl. But it's like, hold the fucking phone. This motherfucker's, like, 8 weeks old. Why don't you relax with that shit? Like, it's all right. I like weird movies, and it's kind of odd that this was, like, an Oscar fucking movie. Because this is like really Jay Sherman, the critic, made a trauma movie. Like it's weird fucking shit. Like there's weird shit in it. There's a lot of weird sex shit in it. Why Gwen Stacy did this shit? Like I think she's fucking the mop handle the guy from Cruisin' was blowing. I'm not sure exactly what was happening in that scene, but a dude was definitely fucking jamming something up there while she was fucking strung up or something. Weird fucking movie, dude.
Well, she weird did movie. Concrete real bad, you know, when Spidey caught her with the web. So, you know.
Yeah. Fuck. But yeah, it's just weird shit. Like, if you like weird shit, then this is fucking high budgeted weird shit. I don't know what the fuck else to say.
Let's say fuck it and move on.
I guess so, Joe. I guess so. Pardon me. Oh, man. I guess we can start talking about
something else, Tom. And while we've seen it before, I don't think you've talked about it on the show to give it a review and give it its own little cut section, you know, for all your brethren.
What?
You saw like some big budget movie, big money something.
Oh, Tom's going to get to that after Shaolin Dolomite.
Oh, no, fuck it. Do it now.
All right, let me finish drinking this thing then. Oh, shit, because I'm pretty sure that came after. That's why I was going to. But that's fine, Joe. Let me just knock this one back and we'll get into it.
Where the hell's my koozie?
You need a koozie for a glass of water? That's crazy. But hey, audio listeners, sorry about that. I remember to go into the thing and chop it. Maybe I'll leave. Is that a Christmas beer? What the fuck is going on?
The Ruby Redbird.
It's that time of year again, huh? That's the summer shit, ain't it?
In the summertime when the podcast is hot.
Damn. So is it old and gross tasting now?
No, they just started putting them back out.
Weird. Thought for sure that was a summer thing.
Fucking spring right now, man.
Oh, shit. I remember what the fuck else happened. God damn. I heard that dog barking, and I was like, God damn it. So, I can't remember when Sunday. So Sunday night going into Monday morning, I'm out here think it's around 3:30. I'm sculpting in the shop. Just, hey, I'm in the zone. Great. Let's fucking keep sculpting this until I fucking don't want to. So I get a call from my mom at 3:30 in the morning. Hey, that's never fucking good. So, hey, what's going on? Oh, you know, Riley's bleeding from her anus. I took her outside and Riley's bleeding from her anus. I'm trying to plug it up and do all this. And I said, oh, shit. All right. Give me a minute. So, yep, this is fucked. So we looked for a 24-hour emergency vet. And there's one. It's about 50 minutes away. That's the closest one. So we head out there and, you know, do the emergency vet thing. We're there for a few hours. Ah, she just ate something. Didn't agree with her. Give us almost $1,000 now. All That's- right. Have a good morning. Yeah, I was kind of thinking, oh, you know, she's been having massive diarrhea and puke, and she probably ate something fucked up. I think we could wait a couple hours to take her to the vet by us. Because it wasn't like fucking blood. It was like there was something fucked up in her shitting. She had poo-poo mixed with blood. But there was a questionable amount of blood, too. But, yeah, I thought that's what it was. Because, like, the whole day when she had diarrhea, she was up like a normal dog running around. Like, you couldn't tell she was sick. On the way to the thing, she was fucking normal the whole time. Just, you know, bleeding out of her fucking ass.
Did they give her anything, like, to ease her stomach or anything?
Yeah, they gave her some kind of shot and, like, hydration something, IV, because she's been shitting like a maniac, and some pills to sprinkle on rice that she can only eat for a couple days and shit.
Okay, well, good. At least you got something for your $900, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I remembered to talk about it, so there. But, yeah, if you're called in the middle of the night because the old dill dog's bleeding from the asshole, you should do something about it. It's just in hindsight, if I just would have said, nah, let's wait a few hours, we'll be fine, save a few $100. But it is what it is. I talked about it, so I'll just get the receipts and write it off as a promotional expense. Because that's what you do, right? You fucking go buy a brand new Xbox and then fucking review it. And say, oh, yeah, it was a promotional expense. These 18 people had to know what I thought about Xbox. Shit. Speaking of which, that brings me into something fucking else. So I'm not going to bring up the dude's name. Let's just call him Mr. Barkley. Ah, let's call him Sir Charles. That's a little better. So, okay, Charles Barkley listens to the podcast, and he hit me up, and he said, hey, you say, Tom, I think I kind of talk like this now. I'm Charles Barkley. I was at this Comic-Con. And I was standing in line to meet the Fonz, Henry Winkler, you know. And it was a long-ass fucking line, too, man. But, you know, I was waiting in it. So, you know, I was just thinking about you guys because I, you know, I love you. But, you know, I was thinking about you guys and I thought, you know, man, you know, all right, man, what am I standing in this line for? You know, I don't need this. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't stand in line for what, man? Why am I doing? Why am I doing this? So I left the line, man. I wasn't just gonna pay to meet him and, you know, sign an autograph. Come on, man. All right, everybody, don't not do shit. Because it's something that we don't do. Anything. If you love shit and you want something, do it.
If we wouldn't, that doesn't mean that should kill your enjoyment of stuff. But there's a lot of movies we talk trash about because
we might love.
We genuinely feel that way. But hey, you're welcome to like what you fucking like. You know, that's fine. I'm not, he likes Mario Bava. I'm not going to ever talk to this person. No, I mean, that gives us something to talk about, you know, and we can discuss it and have opposite views and not turn it into a fucking a Trump versus Biden kind of fucking shit you see online, you know?
I'm just saying this. My hat is mostly blue.
But it's got some red in it.
My can koozie? Mostly red. You know what they say, Joe? Because the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. If you want to do it, go ahead and eat some cum.
I would stand in line to meet Gary Coleman, but I think that little fucker's dead.
Yeah, I think you can just fucking, you know, you don't have to pay to go to cemeteries, I don't think.
Yeah. Woo, take a picture with the grave. That's some real fucked up shit people do. Hey, but if that's what you like doing, fuck, you know. I probably will think you're weird as fuck, but hey, do what you do.
Rest in peace, Dimebag. Yeah. Here's some beer for you.
Down next to
Wakanda forever, Dimebag. I know you're rolling over in your grave being in Pantera and all, and people coming up with the Wakanda forever.
Bruce Lee, great.
But yeah, like whatever the fuck you like. That makes you happy, fuck it, man.
Right. I read comics. Fuck, you know?
I'm sorry you missed out on the chance to meet the Water Boy's dad. I really am. Oh, that's okay, man. That's okay.
It's a pretty good impression.
Thanks, dude. I was working on it. Right. While I was sitting in the fucking waiting room of the dog fucking ER. No, you know, it's you gotta come out a little bit because then you wanna come on. You gotta go back up. Shout out to you, Mr. Barkley. You the real MVP. We all got a basketball Jones. Hey, speaking of which, basketball jerseys, I'm going to fucking start looking into them, hopefully by the time the next podcast comes up. So if anybody is interested, reply to this YouTube thing or on the Facebook page. So I know. Because if I don't get at least two replies, I'll probably say, fuck it, no one cares. And then the fucking three people who said they wanted one, I'd be like, well, where were you?
Even though he's already done basketball jerseys, you know, and I think he's done hockey and he's done, what was it, football?
Yeah, but these are for Team Boy Gob. You know, we all got the basketball Jones here, so the Boy Gob jerseys are basketball jerseys, dog.
Long as they're not the visiting team this time, because I stained the shit out of that white stuff, man.
You know? There, it's going to be a black jersey with the white and black rings around the thing.
Right.
That I already know. So a new logo that I talked to Joe about. So I think it looks cool. Joe might think it fucking sucks, but it's a black and white logo. So fuck it.
Fuck it.
So, if you're interested, let me know. They will be sublimated, not the hat shit, because it's a basketball jersey for summer. You want something dope and lightweight, so you're not fucking sweating like an idiot, because as nice as those patch jerseys are, That's more for fucking football, hockey, and baseball. You want something nice and lightweight for the summertime. So let us fucking know. I think I'm not 100%, but one of the questions I'm going to ask is, we can get custom name and numbers on the back of everyone, right? So everybody, you should be able to get a... Honestly, if they say no, then I'm probably going to tell them to go jump in a lake. Because if you can't get your name and number on the back of the shit, then what's the fucking point? So if you're interested, let me know. It won't take many people to give me the kick in the ass to make sure I send that email off. Speaking of bullshit, Joe. Watch anything this week or today?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You wanted me to. That's right. Let me take another sip of this guy.
Other film you watch, Tom. Even though I see you're, you know, all about chronological order all of a sudden. But fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Joe, the Dolomite name's been thrown around out there chronologically in order. All right, here we go. There's really not much to say about the history of Shaolin Dolomite. Some fucking Asian dude whose name I forget, Ricky Tan, Ricky Tay, maybe it's not Ricky, maybe it's Ricky O. I can't fucking remember. Anyways, this dude made a fucking movie. It's weird how the shit's written. This 10 hours of footage keeps popping up. Like this thing that says 10 hours of footage. So I don't know if this was 10 hours of extra footage from this Flying Ninja Attack movie, whatever the fuck this originally is. But long story short, this fucking Asian dude has this fucking footage and he says, hey, blaxploitation's great right now in the fucking late 90s. I mean, I guess it was because that's when I was watching the shit. So I guess when that's the nostalgia return for it for that generation. So that makes sense. And he's just like, hey, we'll get fucking Rudy Ray Moore and fucking Jimmy Lynch to come in and shoot some shit and fucking wherever the fuck they are, Taipei, China, I don't fucking know. But why they didn't just go to them and shoot in a fucking forest or whatever is fucking crazy. Like, how much money did these fucking people have to do this shit? Anyways, they fucking bring Rudy Ray Moore and Jimmy Lynch out for a fucking couple weeks, which is fucking crazy after you see the movie and what the fuck heart they have in this. And yeah, it was at a time when he needed money. He was just really doing, you know, like guest spots on rap albums and shit. And I'm sure as lucrative as that is, he needed some money coming in. So they let him call it Shaolin Dolomite, got a couple thousand dollars probably. And now we got this movie, Joe. This is your first time watching it. Yeah, this is my second. And I mean, it's better the second time around because I know what I was in for, but still makes me feel kind of sick when I watch it because it's just like, what is this? I mean, it's got some funny spots in it. Like, there's some legitimately funny shit, but Joe, why don't you tell everybody what the fuck Shaolin Dolomite is?
Okay, so like Tom was saying, this guy's got 10 hours of footage. Because from what I read, this was supposed to be a television series. And that didn't work out. So he cut it down to an hour and 30 minute movie. and that was released, I guess, in China or whatever. Now, with some of the rest of the footage, they make this other movie, you know, Shaolin Dynamite. Shaolin Dolomite. This is about a renegade member of the Dolomite clan who he's wanting to steal this bell, this mystical bell that's guarded in this temple. So he has to fight off the temple guardians. And like all this shit is from the original footage. So this is a production that, you know, it was done as a real kung fu movie with a lot of the flying fu and the weird shit, you know. Tom has gotten really into those lately with the box set from the Shaw
Brothers. That really hurt this viewing. Because, like, if I didn't watch all those fucking just garbage Shaw Brothers movies and I rewatched this, it probably would have been more enjoyable. Because it's like a weird fucking bad movie. This would probably be a fun time, but as a fucking Rudy Ray Moore movie, you can go fuck yourself.
So, like Tom said, they're making it a blaxploitation movie. So they're redubbed everybody's dialogue, and they're just talking like you would modern, you know, like people are popping out yelling.
I wouldn't say that. I would say they're talking like the fucking jive scene in Airplane.
Yeah, like that. And, you know, like in most martial arts movies where you got this big baddie that is trying to like take over and just kill everybody that gets in his way, you got a group of good guys that come together. But first they got to train. You got to watch them train for like 30 minutes or so. And then they'll join.
It is a kung fu movie after all.
And fight the bad guy. In between, you'll get snippets of Rudy Ray Moore just popping in, you know.
What's that shit? And then he's gone.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. And he's just reacting to what's going on and it's fucked. It's okay. The movie starts out with him kind of stumbling along, like looking at statues and talking to a kung fu man. So you think, oh, okay, we're going to follow Rudy Ray Moore on his trip through. No, fuck you. That is not what you get.
With that opening scene that he's following the trail of the bad guy, you know, to catch up with him, and you're thinking, all right, at the end he splice in some shit where he's fighting or doing something with everybody. You get none of that. Nothing.
And all his audio is like off. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird.
That was done intentionally to make it seem like he was dubbed, you know, like it was part of a Chinese movie and then dubbed in English.
Stupid.
It's way, way overdone to where, yes, it's supposed to make it look funnier, but it's not.
No, it makes it look like you're watching a corrupt fucking version of the movie. Because, I mean, the quality's piss poor to fucking begin with. So, yeah, it just looks like a fucking, like a error DVD, just a corrupt fucking DVD. Really, really bad. And then fucking Rudy Ray Moore stumbles across, like, we talked about Rudy Ray Moore in this movie probably 7 times as much as he's actually in the fucking movie. So there's a scene where Rudy Ray Moore comes across fucking Jimmy Lynch in the fucking forest. Jimmy Lynch is getting all drunk, and he kind of drunk fights some ninjas.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Never seen again.
You know, watching this movie, I thought the main story was okay. You know, if you're into kung fu movies, it's a solid, you know, it's like what you would expect. The fight choreography is pretty fucking good. You know, they speed up the frame rate to make them look like they're going faster than they actually are. The wire fu is all wonky as shit. But there's some crazy shit, like that scene where the Buddha statue is just jumping across the room. I thought that was pretty cool and silly and fun.
and neat and awesome and rad.
And yeah, radical. But the thing is, their fight scenes, they go on for a long goddamn time. It's like, eh, all right, you know what? I'm going to get up and wash a few dishes and come back. Oh, yeah, this fight scene's still going on. All right, let me
arrange. Dude, that end fight scene. Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't really need all the Dolomite shit in there, the little of it that there was, or the dubbing or anything. But I guess if they hadn't had it, I would have never heard of this or ever watched it. So, you know, they fooled me.
Yeah, it's a weird fucking movie. Like, the only people I could recommend it to is if you're specifically into like oddball cinema. Like, I couldn't recommend it. Oh, you like Rudy Ray Moore? You gotta check this out. It's just, I guess if you've seen everything else and you're really interested, but it fucking sucks a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit fucking sucks. And it sucks that Dolomite's in the fucking title. Oh, this is just like, yeah, he needed money, the movie. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It really sucks a dick there, Joe. And, you know, we needed this. Because those other four movies were fucking great. So it's just to see the stark contrast is like, oh, shit. But, you know, he also did cameos in other movies. Joe talked about earlier how at the time he was getting paid to be on rappers' albums. Well, he was also getting paid to be in rappers' movies, Joe. But not just any rappers. The Insane Clown Posse and their movie, Big Money Hustlers. You've seen this one.
I have. I saw it at your place.
Yeah, this was a favorite of mine as a wee lass back in the day. Bought it day one when it came out, the VHS. I thought it was the fucking funniest shit ever, the best fucking movie ever. This is how I found out about Rudy Ray Moore, because of this fucking movie. The Jerky Boys were in it. Are you fucking kidding me? ICP twisted and the Jerky Boys in a fucking movie? Dude, Mick Foley's in this shit too. Jesus Christ. Fucking awesome. It was the best shit ever. So we're doing this Rudy Ray Moore retrospective. I'll say, let's do what we always fear doing here, Joe, is going back and watching shit we loved when we were younger. That nostalgia bug will get you. It will, Joe. But I'm happy to say this one still holds up. And I was giggling like a bitch the whole way through. Anytime Johnny B from the Jerky Boys was on just talking his bullshit, I was laughing my fucking ass off, dude. To this day, if anybody's wearing a stupid hat, I'll always say, take that stupid fucking hat off. It's terrific. Movie is fucking great. So it's a blaxploitation throwback starring a bunch of white guys in makeup, Al Jolson style. So Shaggy Two Dope, the little Insane Clown Posse, he plays Sugar Bear, the new cop on the streets of New York, and he's been brought in to clean up the city, clean up the police department because they're all corrupt. And there's a kingpin on the streets played by Violent J, the big insane clown posse. And he's like your stereotypical villain. Oh, I run the streets and the drugs and all that shit. Blah, 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 blah. Bring me Spider-Man. And that kind of shit. And then he has two henchmen played by Twisted and they're little wigger pussy guys, I guess. And, you know, it's just Sugar Bear trying to clean up the streets and take down Big Baby Sweets. It's really, really good shit. Very funny. And don't let for all the normal people out there. Don't let the ICP shit throw you off, because while there is Juggalo shit in it, it's not overflowing. It's more or less like an actual blaxploitation movie, and it's really funny. Shaggy too dope, the little insane clown posse. He actually does pretty good in it with his acting. Like, he's actually trying to act like he was the character and all that shit. The big insane clown posse, not so much this go around. His acting kind of wore on me, but it was what it was. But Rudy Ray Moore, he's in it. That's why I'm talking about it. At, you know, the end of the second act or whatever, the little insane clown posse's like, oh, my fat girlfriend was just murdered and life's getting me down. Maybe I shouldn't go after this fucking big insane clown posse anymore. I'm just gonna do coke and booze and drown myself in my sorrows. And so Rudy Ray Moore pops up because he has like fucking Dolomite posters on his fucking wall and the movies by his TV and shit. So Rudy Ray Moore kind of phases into the room. And fucking little insane clown posse's like, oh, who are you? Oh, I'm the ghost of Dolomite. Dolomite's not dead. Yeah, I know. I'm just paid to perform the shit, blah, blah, blah. So Rudy Ray Moore just kind of gets little insane clown posse's act together so he can get back on the streets and take care of big insane clown posse. They used the Human Tornado theme song in it, which was fucking great. Rudy Ray Moore has just enough time in the movie. It was perfect. There's a fucking gang of kung fu bitches in it. Like, everything you know and love about Rudy Ray Moore is in this fucking movie. It's like the perfect fucking cameo and everything for it. It was terrific. Besides Father J, the big insane clown posse's acting, and you know, the over the top Juggalo shit, the few stuff there is, this is fucking great. Like, if you like low budget indie comedies or fucking blaxploitation movies, check this one out for sure, because it's dope and it holds up. If I remember, you liked it, you weren't like, oh, fuck this. So, you remember anything about it?
Yeah, I remember he had a fat girlfriend. I remember, I remember the girlfriend was black too, so there was at least two black people in it, right?
The girlfriend was not black. Oh, okay. Fortunately, Fred Rerun Barry was in it, so there was two black people in the movie.
Like, oh, let's see all the guests they brought in. Oh, Mick Foley, he's white. The Jerky Boys, they're white. You know,
and no, Kamal isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Kamal's an engine.
But, yeah, I mean, we were fairly drunk at the time, but I remember giggling a bit, you know. It was all right, you know. It's and they're doing it in that silly makeup they wear, too. So it's an interesting movie. I've still not watched the one that you recommended, the sequel. That is a prequel because it takes place in the Old West or something.
Yeah, I did not recommend that movie. It's pretty much fucking Big Money Hustlers, but in the Old West, and it doesn't have any of the charm, and it is not good.
Well, you don't like spaghetti westerns, though. You know?
No, I just don't like not good, non-entertaining movies. So watch Big Money Hustlers for sure, and then just stop there. Don't bother going to the sequel, but Big Money Hustlers is good shit. And next week, we're almost at the finish line, Joe. We got two more to go. We're almost there. But next week, we're going to watch the final Dolemite main Rudy Ray Moore movie. And that is the Dolemite Explosion, a.k.a. Dolemite 2000. Joe, I think you're going to have to sign up for a free trial of brown sugar on this one. It is an Amazon channel that you just subscribe to, and when you're done watching the movie, unsubscribe. Or keep it for the 7 days and watch all the dope blaxploitation movies that are on there. But I'm not sure if it's on YouTube or not, but it is free to watch. And wow, if you need help on how to do it, I will let you know.
I'll do some searching first.
Okay, but it is definitely free to watch. You just have to remember to, I don't want to subscribe to this anymore, but it is very easy.
Okay.
Joe, thwip thwip, am I right?
Yeah. So, over in Marvel team up, I don't know what number, but Spider-Man's teams up with the Black Panther after some guy impersonates the Black Panther and kidnaps some dude trying to frame the Black Panther. It's all shitty, but it's got some Gene Colan art that's really nice. Over in Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man, we're introduced to a new series of supporting characters because Peter Parker, you know, he's working at the school now. He's a teacher's assistant, a TA, as they call him in the world, you know. So he's introduced to the other TAs, some ladies there, you know. We'll see what happens there. But anyway, one of the professors is working on a skeleton, and it's the skeleton of a fucking Nazi that was experimenting with bees, and he irradiated like now the bees possess his skeleton. They form like a fucking muscular system on his skeleton. And this is like some of the coolest shit. This is the ridiculous stuff that comics are made for.
It's is it a Swarm?
His name is Swarm.
Fuck yeah.
I couldn't remember. I was like, what's his name? Call him Buzzkill. That's a cool name, Buzzkill. But yeah, his name is Swarm.
He was on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, you see.
Was he in that?
Hell yeah.
This is a fucking great idea for a villain, because it's stupid as shit, and I love it. The story ain't shit, but man, I like the idea for this villain. And then anyway, fuck that. Spider-Man's number 199. We were left on a cliffhanger last time, Tom.
Yeah, Spider-Man was, you know, he's getting in an entanglement with his most deadly foe. The Green Goblin? No. Dr. Octopus? Fuck you. Rising Water, you prick. Haven't you been following along? Every fucking 8 issues, Spider-Man has to fight Rising Water. And this last issue and beginning of this one is no different. Luckily, after all of his struggling and putting a plastic bag over his head like the fucking shit tells you not to do, he sees a drain plug. And then what happens, Joe?
Oh shit, it was all an illusion caused by Rey Mysterio again.
But you didn't feel that it wasn't water? What the fuck?
That's what's so dangerous about Mysterio. His illusions, you can feel them, you can smell them, you can taste them, Tom. You mentioned putting a plastic bag on his head. Okay, so this is something I've never seen Spider-Man's do. And I'm real, over 200 years, I'm confused about the properties of these fucking webs. He makes a fucking dome over his head like Mysterio, but it's made of webs to keep the water out so he can get 5 more minutes.
He can breathe in all his fucking carbon dioxide or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but do the whips work like that? I mean,
he's doing whippets.
It doesn't fucking, it's stupid as shit. Anyway, he decides, well, fuck, I gotta solve the mystery of Rey Mysterio. And, you know, what's he after? Why is he tearing up Aunt May's house? And is Aunt May dead? Did he ever find out that Aunt May's not dead? Did he find that out?
Not yet. That's going to be the big issue 200, next issue.
Okay, so, you know, with all this grief and, you know, anger, he decides, you know what? I need to go home and take a nap. He does.
I heard anger was his middle name.
His buddies show up, runs them off, and swinging around, looking for Mysterio, finds him, starts fighting with him, and Mysterio shoots him with a dart. But it's not an illusion dart, Tom. It's the real deal. And he's just falling down on his last leg, Tom.
There was enough poison in that dart to kill him. Why didn't you shoot him with just a fucking bullet? Because we weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
This is a children's book.
Enough poison for a herd of elephants, he said. Yeah.
Yep.
Children's book, so no guns, but he can sleep with a married woman. I don't know. And that's the cliffhanger. Spider-Man's is dead, laying at his feet. Or is he? We'll find out in the next 200 milestone issue of Amazing Spider-Man's.
I hope to fuck it's all reprints. That would be fucking awesome and the best. Got him.
Here's our special presentation of Spider-Man's origin.
Fuck you, key collectors. Fucking pricks.
And here's a pinup by Jolly John Buscema.
Fuck yeah. I should say this too, because I didn't bring it up. I don't even know if I brought up the hats. But Boy Gob hats, I'm thinking of getting literally like 5.
You did bring that. Remember?
Okay. No, I think that was before that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of getting like literally, because I'm getting DWN hats made, and I think I'm going to get a handful, literally about 5, with that logo on them. So if you want one, reply to this video or the fucking comments on the podcast or the Facebook page so I know that you want one and if I have to order 6 or not. But hats are coming. Just let me know about the jerseys because, you know, they're not. And T-shirts, too. So new T-shirt designs for both Boy Gob and DWN. And hey, maybe Joe might finally release his fucking shirt logo as an option to buy on the site. That would be sweet because for some reason I get people asking me. I don't fucking know. He probably should, but I can't help you with that shit. Look on his site. Oh, I did. It's not there. What the fuck? Well, that's all right, Joe. You like pigs? You like pop culture pigs?
Pigs are all right, Tom. You know, they get a bad rap, you know, but if I was to count down like my top 5 pop culture pigs, I would probably start number 5 with Jody, the ghost pig from the Amityville Horror. It, you know, comes to that little girl's window. Hey, I'm a pig. Here's my glowing eyes. You know, that's how you know it's a pig.
All right. I've never fucking seen that, but that sounds awesome. Is it worth looking up that scene and giggling as soon as we're done recording this?
Just glowing eyes in a window. Yeah. I mean, it scared me when I was a kid. You know, just the thought of Jody, the ghost pig, you know, I was like, oh.
So I'm imagining like a pig with angel wings floating up with glowing eyes. Is it that?
No, but I thought, you know, hey, there really are pigs, you know?
I just fucking dropped old pig parts in the toilet. So I know pigs are real.
Right. It's not like it was a fucking, I don't know, Wyuder or fucking Bigfoots or something, you know? It's a pig. That shit could happen.
The Oklahoma octopus. You ever hear of that one?
The green man out in Pittsburgh, you know?
People are dumb. Oh, shit. My number five is Pigster. It's a very not great movie, but Lori and I watched it and we giggled. For some reason, most of the movies that we watch, it's like a weird coincidence that a strange pig will just pop up in it. And this one happened to be called Pigster.
At number four, not technically a pig, but his name is Boss Hogg, and he was Dukes of Hazzard, and had a bar called the Boar's Nest, you know, so there was all kinds of pig things about him. He's a short, fat guy, you know, and he was usually eating, you know, and not a good person either. So all the negative connotations of a pig were thrust upon this Boss Hogg character.
Well, Joe, my number four is also a cop, and it's the pig cop from Duke Nukem. I always thought those looked cool, even though you had to use your imagination. Until that figure came out, and you're just like, oh, that's pretty much what I thought.
Yeah. Tell those hogs, get some.
Damn.
At number three, Tom, go to my literary side, my old English, you know, aficionado stuff. And it's from the book 1984. And the pig that became the dictator of the farm is named Napoleon. A lot of lessons to be learned from that book. Not 1984. Animal Farm. I'm sorry. Animal Farm.
It's more relevant today than it ever was, then- Joe.
Fucking pricks.
Joe, my number three is also from a book.
We're living in Idiocracy.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen They Live?
Every time, it's like, fucking prick. Asian. Fucking prick.
Your favorite, Dawn of the Dead, am I right? Joe, my number three is also from a book. But a comic book. But not really. It was made for a cartoon to sell toys. And that is Bebop from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who looks strikingly similar to that pig cop.
Strikingly.
Weird.
At number two, Tom, from another book, but it's from a book that I never read. I didn't even know it was a book until today, because I watched the movie. That movie was called Babe. It was such a good movie, it spawned a sequel. Where Babe goes to the city. Good shit. Good shit.
I'll tell you this. Fuck Gordy. I'm glad he went to the sausage factory. You remember that bullshit?
Ew.
Fuck them. Fuck them both. What are we on, number two?
Number two.
Well, my number two is a filthy fucking pig, and that's Ava Devine. I knew it would get you. Fuck yeah. It's funny because it's true.
It's...
Yeah, I'll roll around in some mud for some money.
Yeah, how much?
$30. Sure.
What a whore.
Pig.
Pig, yeah. And number one, Tom. Now, Marvel Comics tried a lot of different shit, Tom. Like, they did a whole new universe. You know, and then they said, you know what? We need to do something for the kids. Let's make a kids line of comics. We'll call it Star Comics. I never read any of them. They had like some fucking Star Wars shit with R2-D2 and the gold guy. They had maybe a strawberry shortcake. But they did have one, Tom, called Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham. And that shit was a lot of fun. Good comics, you know. Yeah, it was a lot of puns and stuff on the established. But I'm thinking if I went back and reread those, I would probably like them a lot better than the Spider-Mans that I've been reading for the past 200 issues. Because, yeah, Peter Porker.
That's the one with Pork Rind?
With what?
Pork Rind?
Pork Ray.
Pork Rind. The Venom pig, you see.
Oh, I didn't get that far because Venom was a thing when these comics first started. They had like who were some of the villains? Like Dr. Ductopus or what, I don't know. But it was always a play, you know, and it's always animals and shit, but it was fun, you know.
The spider was bitten by a radioactive pig.
Right.
Right.
And I don't know, was J. Jonah Jameson like a wolf or something? Well, I know his son is, but I don't know. I've got these somewhere. I got to dig them out and read them. But I remember liking it. And then that's what I thought was cool that they did in that movie that you gushed all over. Hey, they brought the pig in. Kick ass.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe, I'm going to pull a Tom. And I'm not talking about whacking off. I'm talking about a tie. But you'll understand, Joe. Because it's not just one pig. It's a, what do you call a group of pigs? A gaggle? A gaggle of pigs?
That's geese.
Ah, all right. So I have the gaggle of pigs from Hannibal that ate Mason Verger. You remember them?
Ew, they were French.
Oh, we are a gaggle of pigs. That shit was awesome. Pigs ate them, dude. Oh, so next week, Joe.
Well, it's your turn. What do we
do? Nah.
I'll let you know, Tom.
All right. Or I'll let you know.
Hey, either way.
Because I guess we got to do this top five list. All right, everybody, head on over to dwnproductions.net. Masks, bust, props, custom work. Get something off the website. That would probably be the best thing to help me out right now. I could use the old cash. So if you can get something off the website, I would appreciate that. And then head on over to where?
FastCustomShirts.com. Take a look at page after page after page of t-shirt options on designs. I'm sure there's something on there you'll like. I feel they're reasonably priced. Get two. Hey, get one for a friend. Surprise your mom or your loved one or something, you know. I will be adding some more stuff in the coming days, weeks, whatever. And yeah, I'd appreciate it. Place an order.
Yeah, I would bring up stuff about the jerseys and hats again, but nobody is listening to this at this point. Once the ads start, they're out. So we'll start putting the ads at the beginning, middle, and then. Woo-hoo! Everybody, thank you for listening. Hope you got some entertainment value out of this. I really don't praise Satan or hail Satan or any of that goofy shit. I just had a momentary lapse in judgment. And on that, I hope you all have a great week. But on top of that, boy God.